escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at Fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Your neighbor's kids are superstar athletes on several AAU teams. Most of your daughter's peer group have already figured out which Ivy League schools they want to apply to. If you want your newborn to have the best start in life, you'd better get your name on a waiting list for the top-notch preschools in your area. You're already juggling your own career, working like a dog to make sure your home is up to snuff, and figuring out just how many extracurricular activities you can stuff in your already bulging schedule for your kids, because you'd hate for anyone to think you weren't fitting the bill of being the perfect family. Enough already. If you know this scenario all too well, sit back and relax as we talk about how to knock perfectionism off your radar and embrace the well-deserved beauty of good enough parenting. Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 568. Perfect families don't exist. How to be good enough, because you're better than good enough, and you and your family deserve to know that. Perfectionism drains the joy out of parenting. These simple tips will help you embrace good enough and accept your family just as it is, beautifully imperfect. Take your parenting journey in a fresh direction by leaving perfection behind. Opt for enjoying a simpler, more joyful route in your everyday parenting. 1. Remove perfectionism from your vocabulary. 2. Embrace family rituals. 3. Practice the 3 C's of parenting. 4. Stop comparing your children to others. And 5. Teach your child the habits of happiness. Regardless of parenting styles, we parents have one goal in common: raising successful, independent children who will make a positive difference in the world. But many of us inadvertently choose a stressful, pressure-packed route to that destination. Why? Because we live in a culture that worships perfection. Setting the bar high when you're aiming to inspire your kids, hey, it's admirable. But when that bar is too far out of reach, your kids pay the price. Perfectionism can also rob you of the joyful parenting experiences that come with embracing the imperfect and the ordinary. Don't let perfection dictate how you parent. Turn your focus on enjoying life's simpler parenting moments with these routine strategies. Replace perfectionism with excellence. My 5-year journey with infertility was both physically and mentally draining. My tired body rode the emotional roller coaster of trying to get pregnant each month, and I spent countless hours absorbed deep in thought about the perfect parent I would be when I finally was given that chance. This perfectionism stemmed from so desperately wanting to become a mom, coupled with vulnerably watching from the sidelines as friends and relatives raised their families. I envied and admired the gift that they'd received by becoming parents, and I'll admit that at times I secretly judged them. How the heck could they allow their child to whine so much or let their 3-year-old have lollipops during church? That wasn't going to happen when I became a mom. No way. Then my dream came true when I had my first child. And then I had 3 more in less than 4 years. My rose-colored glasses quickly came off, probably pulled off by one of my whiny kids, and my idyllic vision of parenting went from attaining perfection to humbly accepting good enough. An article in Psychology Today hit home with me. It reiterated what most parents already know. Striving for perfection is destructive and infringes on your happiness. There needs to be a healthy balance when trying to achieve high standards. Here's what the author, Dr. Jim Taylor, had to say. At the heart of perfectionism lies a threat. If children aren't perfect, their parents won't love them. This threat arises because children connect whether they're perfect with their self-esteem. Being perfect dictates whether they see themselves as valuable people worthy of love and respect. There's no scientific evidence that perfectionism is inborn. The research, in fact, indicates that children learn their perfectionism from their parents, most often from their same-sex parent. Through their parents' words, emotions, and actions, children connect being loved with being perfect. Dr. Taylor recommended an antidote to perfectionism: excellence. Excellence takes all of the good aspects of perfection: achievement, high standards, disappointment with failure. And it leaves out its unhealthy parts, like connecting achievement with self-esteem, unrealistic expectations, fear of failure. Excellence still sets the bar high, but it never connects failure with the love you give your children. As the mom of 8 kids and 3 who struggled with significant learning disabilities, I love knowing that we're all capable of excellence, and we can foster these goals through positivity, not perfectionism. Next, embrace family rituals. Unique family traditions and rituals are a sacred time for you and your kids that will create lifelong memories. The one thing I value most in my busy life is my family's rituals. When my kids were really young, one of those rituals was eating dessert while we snuggled on the couch and I read to them before bedtime. Now, as they're much older, we enjoy takeout Thursday dinners. Not only do we get to experiment with choosing new restaurants to try, but we get to spend quality time just hanging out without the looming chore of cooking or doing dishes. Carving out time for these simple but meaningful rituals each week will help keep your family connected without a lot of fuss. And when you plan from the heart, it's never too late to introduce new traditions. If you're unsure of what to try, hey, just ask your kids for input. Even better, let your kids devise a new family ritual on their own. Another tip that can help your family is to practice the 3 C's of parenting. Last summer, I read a noteworthy column about teaching kids 3 important C's: caring, compassion, and creativity. In today's super competitive, perfection-focused world, it's easy to focus on attaining stellar grades or winning at a chosen sport. Sometimes, in the quest for perfection, we overlook the importance of building character and solid morals. Here are some suggestions for fostering the 3 C's. Putting them into practice will leave the entire family feeling great about themselves and others. Caring. Practice random acts of kindness. This is one of my favorite ways to spend a thoughtful teaching moment with one of my kids. Do something kind and unexpected for a stranger or someone who needs to feel the love. I've bought coffee and a baked goodie for the car behind us in the drive-thru, or I've had my kids return a shopping cart to the stall for a mom who had her hands full. You know, the list is endless. And when we do something with our children in tow, it makes an even bigger impact. I've posted an incredibly touching video on the Mighty Mommy page. you can follow the link on the show notes to this episode's transcript, which you can find at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy to see how a young woman decides to spend her birthday by practicing some amazing acts of kindness. And just a warning, doing random acts of kindness is contagious. Compassion. Start a positivity journal. Much like a gratitude journal, the key is to write down qualities that you like about yourself or that make you feel proud. Family members can keep individual journals, but I prefer a positivity message board where mom, dad, and siblings, we write positive things that we notice about others. Ours is in the kitchen. Messages vary from, "Mom makes the best chocolate chip cookies," to, "I love that my kids say thank you for making dinner." You get the gist. These are everyday reminders that families may not be perfect, but we love each other. And the third C, creativity. Bring on family game nights. With so much time spent on screens, it's easy to forget to gather together and engage in good old-fashioned family fun. Enter board games. What are some of your family's favorite games? Dig them out of the closet or surprise your gang with a brand new game. Game nights could become one of your new rituals. They're also one of the best ways to enjoy everyday moments with your kids before they're off to college.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
My next tip is, thou shalt not compare. Raising 8 kids means wrangling 8 sets of personalities, academic skill sets, athletic abilities, and everything in between. Though my kids do share things in common, besides their wonderful mother, I learned from the get-go to never compare them to one another, no matter what. If you start to feel down because your child isn't pulling straight A's, hitting home runs, or always looking dapper on Instagram posts, take heart. Here's a reminder to celebrate your kids for who they are, not who perfectionism tells you that they should be. Nicole Fabian Weber, in her article, 6 Ways to Stop Comparing Your Kids to Others, says, there are a host of controllable factors that contribute to raising kids who are overall happy, prosperous, and well-balanced later on in life. It isn't just about the grades. Making sure your child knows they're unconditionally loved, giving them responsibilities at home and within their community, and allowing them to learn from their mistakes all help build characteristics that breed success in some form or another. Hey, I couldn't agree more. And lastly, and I think this is one of my favorite tips, make happiness a household habit. One of the first books I ever listened to on audio tape was The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. I was stunned that anyone would devote a year to researching and writing about how to be happy. You know, silly me. I just assumed you were happy when something wonderful happened to you. I had no idea that you could just choose to be happy regardless of your circumstances. That book was life-changing for me, especially because I came upon it while in the throes of raising 8 young children who were so close in age. Gretchen chronicled her year-long journey to research happiness by creating 12 commandments, one for each month of the year, which were meaningful to her life, but easily adaptable to anyone's. Gretchen's not alone on the quest to prove that happiness is a choice. In an article for Thrive Global, Dr. Elia Gorgoris, PhD, shares various views from clinical experts that you can make happiness a habit if you're willing to put in the effort. My favorite takeaway was from Dr. Viktor Frankl, the renowned Austrian psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, and the best-selling author of Man's Search for Meaning. He said that all things could be taken from a man except the final freedom, the ability to choose how he'll respond to any situation. The common cliche about perfectionists is that they're never happy. Helping your children learn that they have a choice to enjoy life to the fullest, rather than focus on what's not working out at present, is a gift that can shape their attitudes for every facet of life's journey. You can follow Gretchen Rubin's lead and create your own happiness project. Visit her website and download the many free creative tools to create more happiness in your parenting journey. How do you deal with this perfect parenting era that we now live in? Join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can interact with me on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. And I'd love to see your emails come in at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Next week, I'm excited to share an interview with you when my special guest, Dr. Heather McGuire from Prism Behavior, she's a certified behavior analyst, and more importantly, she's a mom, joins me to talk about issues that many parents struggle with on a daily basis, aggression, tantrums, and other defiant issues. She shares some effective and practical strategies that will help keep your household a lot more peaceful and calm. So I hope you'll subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast through your favorite platform so you'll get notified when this episode is available. I hope some of today's tips will help you ditch that perfectionism mindset and simply grab on to those special, ordinary moments that really define us as parents. As always, thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.